You can be in it. You can benefit from it. You can utilize it. But what he does say is you are not to love it.
Dr. Tony Evans warns us about getting too attached to our temporary home.
To love the world draws you from experiencing God's presence and his will operating in your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. You'd think that love could never be a bad thing, but Dr. Evans says it can if you put too much of it in the wrong place. Let's join him as he explains.
Some years ago, there was a movie called Fatal Attraction. It was about the devastation that occurred in a man's life because of his connection outside of his family. And it was the unraveling of so much due to a fatal attraction. God wants to talk to you about a fatal attraction. He wants to talk to us about a connection that's very costly in our spiritual lives. He wants to talk to you about a love that he hates. Many Christians want to know why God seems so far away, why he doesn't seem to hear from us from heaven, why, in spite of all of our religious activity, his reality seems to have escaped us. I'd like to suggest one primary reason from the Apostle John is because there exists a fatal attraction, the attraction of this world. God wants you to understand a principle. 1 John was written to Christians. So what I'm sharing with you today applies if you are a believer. The book is not telling sinners how to get saved. He's telling saints how to experience intimate fellowship with God and how to lose it. And so he wants to unveil to us a number of principles that, if you get it, would be life transforming on earth, because you're looking at your earthly existence from heaven's perspective. Do not love the world. The world can be defined as that system headed by Satan that leaves God out. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, that this world lies in the hand of the evil one. So the reason God doesn't want you to love the world is that his enemy runs it, because it is operated by Satan. So it's no wonder that he doesn't want us to love somebody that doesn't love him and actually doesn't love you either, if you love him. It is that organized system headed by Satan that leaves God out. Jesus made it plain in John 17, "Father, don't take them out of the world." He's not called you to some monastery somewhere where you are avoiding the world. No, he expects you to live in the world without loving it. You love the world not merely in your affections, but also in your decisions. When you choose to put God over on the sideline so you can enjoy the world, you have now loved it. God does not want to compete with his arch enemy, the devil, because this world lies in the hands of the evil one. And the evil one's goal is to get you to fall in love with the world. The Bible says in Romans 12, 2, "Be not conformed to this world." The word conform means to be pressured by it to exclude God. Why? Why is it a big deal that God does not want you to fall in love with the world? He tells you in verse 15, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He says there is a cost to loving the world, and that is the loss of the love of the Father. So the question is, do we really want the closeness of God we talk about, the answers to prayers we desire? Or do we want the world? He says, do not love the world because you lose me. In fact, he said that more strongly in James 4:4. He says, friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. So not only do you lose the experience of God's reality, you now join Satan in becoming God's adversary, even though you're God's child. Friendship with the world puts you at enmity, in conflict with God. So not only are we not experiencing God, we're in perpetual battle with God. If you love the world, today we battle with this thing of worldliness because we want the world to like us. We want the world to accept us. We want the world to embrace us. When Jesus made it clear in John 15, verses 18 and 19, if the world hates me, it will hate you. But we're so desirous that this world does not reject us that we embrace it and we hold on to it and we lose the love of the Father. That is, his experiential, relational tie with us. Why should you not choose the world over God in terms of your love? He gives you three reasons. He says, they are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Everything in the world, he says, falls into one of these three categories. First of all, the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is the craving for pleasure outside of the will of God. Either because the thing in itself is wrong, or the thing is right, but you use it in an illegitimate way. For example, one of the great pleasures of life is eating. That's a pleasure. It's a necessity, but it's a pleasurable one if the folk fixing it know what they're doing. Yet even though the desire for the pleasure of food is there, the Bible declares gluttony is evil. So it's a good thing. But to be gluttonous, the Bible says, is evil because it is the misuse of food. So we are all sinners. The Bible makes it clear. Drinking wine is not a sin. Drunkenness is evil. The Bible says sex was given by God. Immorality is evil. But what Satan does is he makes us fall in love with the pleasure. The desire for it. So we fall in love with it. And we lose the Father. The lust of the flesh, the desire for pleasure, illegitimately. Secondly, the lust of the eyes. That is the illegitimate desire for possessions. Lust of the flesh, the cravings of the body. Lust of the eyes, the craving for stuff. Many who are sitting here today are drowning in debt because you had to have it. At the expense of taking care of my family, having my priorities straight. Many cannot honor the Lord with their finances because they have to honor MasterCard and Visa and American Express. Because I gotta have it. And notice how Satan stirs up the desire every time you look at TV. You gotta have it. And you gotta have it now, and you don't want to die without it. You can't afford that new car, but you gotta have it because the Joneses have it. So we wind up spending money we don't have to get things we don't need to impress people we don't know. God doesn't have a problem with you having it. He has a problem with you loving it. He has a problem when we choose the things in this world at the expense of our relationship with him and our prioritization of him. And then he says there's the pride of life. That is the illegitimate pursuit of position. Position. We connive to get ahead. We lie and cheat to be promoted. We hook up with folk who can advance us even though their value systems don't agree with us. Just so we can get ahead. Because after all, we know it's a dog-eat-dog world and that ain't no lie. We know to get ahead in this world, you gotta compromise your values. You gotta compromise your priorities. You can't be a Christian and get ahead in this world. And so the boastful pride of life. This is the same temptation that Satan gave to Eve in the garden. It says, when she saw the tree, lust of the eyes, and it was desirable to make one, that was the lust of the flesh, to make one wise, the pride of life. I can be as smart as God. It was a temptation Satan gave to Jesus in the wilderness, turning stones into bread, the lust of the flesh. Jump off of these buildings, the lust of the eyes. Let everybody see you, Messiah. Bow before me and I will give you all these kingdoms. The lust of possessions, pride of life. See, he uses the world to get our attention because it looks so good, it feels so good. I want to have it, gotta have it. And don't get me wrong, he is not condemning having it. He's condemning loving it. And you love it when it trumps him. It doesn't trump him, and God has given you the basis for it. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, to enjoy the good things that God gives you, but not at the expense of God, because you lose the Father. So the question is, how bad do you want him?
When Dr. Evans comes back in a moment, he'll tell us why loving this world is not only wrong, but pointless. Right now, though, he's here with this thought for us.
You know, radio is the bread and butter of this ministry. If God is using our message to enhance you, to grow you, and to deepen you with him, would you remember the ministry of the Urban Alternative? You know, salvation is free, but ministry costs. It costs us to do what we do with staff and equipment and material and time and all of that. And so would you come alongside of us so that we can keep the word of God in your life? God bless you.
Staying on the radio is our largest expense here at the Urban Alternative. And it's only because of faithful friends like you that we're able to keep Tony's teaching on this station. So if you get in touch with us and make your contribution right away, we'd like to send you all 10 full-length CDs in our current series, The Eternal Perspective, as our thank you gift. Contact us today to make your contribution and request your copy of The Eternal Perspective before this special offer runs out. Just visit TonyEvans.org or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
The thing about serving an infinite God is that no matter how much you know about him, there's always more to learn. So whether you're brand new to Scripture or an experienced ministry professional, there's something for you at the Tony Evans Training Center. You'll find online courses covering core concepts of the faith and in-depth scripture studies like our new course on the book of James. Working at your own pace and schedule, you'll dig deep into the historical context of the book, uncover the key teachings, and learn how to apply them in real-world situations. There's lots of exclusive content from Dr. Evans to keep you interested and motivated, and an online forum where you can ask questions, get answers, and collaborate with other students. The more you learn, the more you'll want to learn. Give it a try. The Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery, anywhere, anytime.
And then he hits you with the zinger in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. You know why you shouldn't love the world? He says, because the world is passing away. And also its lust. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. He says, don't love the world because it's temporary. The world is passing away. and its lusts. It's fading. You know how excited you were as a child growing up when it was time for Christmas? Could hardly sleep. You want to wake up in the morning early, and now your kids are the same way. They want to see what the toys are. What are the toys? I want to play. So they get all excited. They tear in the paper every way. They can't wait to get in the toy. Oh, and they get so excited. 2 weeks later, toys broke up from the flow up. You can't find them. You say, go play. And they talking about they bored after you spent all that money. They bored. What? Because it fades. I know what you're saying. Kids are like that. Oh, no, we like that too. Know how excited you are when you got that new car? Had to smell. You had to keep it clean even when it wasn't dirty. Now it's dirty and unclean. And you think you need a new one, though it rides fine. Because it fades. That new house becomes a house. New clothes become clothes. They fade. It's temporary. This world is fading away. In other words, don't love the wrong world. Because this is not the one you want to love. You want to love the world you're going to, not the world you're in. Let me ask you a question. If I had the capacity and was able and I offered you $1 million, $1 million, you can spend this $1 million any way you choose, as long as you agree to one thing, to commit suicide at the end of the year. Now, it was okay in the first half. I'm going to give you $1 million. You were with me then. I saw some folk nodding their head. You were with me then. But when I added that last piece, that you had to agree to leave this world in a year, all of a sudden, $1 million's not worth it. Okay, well, let's change it. Let's say I offer you $5 million if you will end it in a year. Oh, no, let's change it up. $100 million if you would end it in a year. Once I add that ending, no matter how much I put up front is worth where this is winding up. Because the fact that I'm going to fade away in a year makes that not as valuable as it appears before I remember that. God says, I don't want you to forget that you're going to fade out of this. So don't let the things of this earth carry a weight they shouldn't carry. You ever take your kids to Disneyland or Disney World? If you let the kid, they would live there. Because it's just so much fun. But as the parent, you know two things. This is not life. It's not life. This is escape from life. Here's the second thing you know. It costs too much. It costs too much. The longer we stay here, the more costly this thing is. Therefore, we're going to limit the amount of time. I will give you hours. I may give you a day. Don't plan to stay here because this fun is passing away. It costs too much. I know we got some fishermen and fisherwomen here. You reel that fish in. Ever see how uncomfortable that fish is? Because this is not that fish's home. So it's jumping and flipping and jerking and going. You know what? It's sucking air. Gills are going because it's desperate. This is not it. The only reason that that fish is out of the water is you tricked it. You dangle that worm out there on the end of that hook, and that fish said, good. That fish went after that worm and got reeled in so that you could kill it and devour it. That's what Satan does. He throws out the reel with the worms of the world, and he reels us in so that he can fillet us. He says, do not love the world, which means you must have, I must have, an eternal perspective. Or like Jim Elliot said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And so, maximize your time here. This is the world in which you live. We'll have a sermon on this because the Bible tells us that this is a place to visit, not a place to call home. But maximize your 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years here in whatever legitimate ways God gives you. That's okay. It's not wrong to have a new house. It's wrong to love it. It's not wrong to have a new car. It's wrong to love it. It's not wrong to dress nice. It's wrong to love it, which means that God has been placed secondary and you have to choose that thing, that situation over him. And you lose him and it costs too much.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a great illustration to wrap up today's lesson. First, though, if you realize it's time to finally give God first place in your life, that can happen for you today. The Bible teaches that every one of us has fallen short of God's perfect standard, in other words, sinned, and that our only hope of heaven is trusting that Jesus' death paid the price to make it right. Learn more about how this truth can rewrite your future. Visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. While you're there, check into getting a copy of today's message called Loving the Wrong World. It comes as a part of Tony's current series, The Eternal Perspective. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll send you all 10 full-length CDs in this collection as our thank you gift when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a contribution of any amount. Visit TonyEvans.org today and make the arrangements before this special offer runs out. That's TonyEvans.org, where you can find information on all of our resources and sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. That's TonyEvans.org, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Imagine how different life could be if we devoted more attention to how we are than we did to how we look. Dr. Evans will come back to tell us how we can do that tomorrow. Right now, though, he's here with a final illustration to wrap up today's lesson.
The further you go in the ocean, the more pressure you're under. You get to the bottom of the ocean and you're under so much pressure, it can collapse a whole boat, a whole ship, because the pressure is so great. When we walk out that door, we gonna hit pressure. When you go to work tomorrow, you're gonna be under pressure. They're going to pressure you to think like they think, walk like they walk, talk like they talk. Yeah, you're under pressure. You're under pressure. And I don't want to be super spiritual. It can be rough because there's so much pressure. And the more secular your world, the more pressure you're under to conform to this world order. And like the bottom of the ocean, it seeks to collapse you into its image. But one thing the ocean can do is collapse a submarine. A submarine can go all the way down to the bottom floor of the ocean and everybody fine because it's been pressurized. That means that the pressure on the inside is equal to or greater than the pressure coming at it from the outside. So there is so much pressure on the inside that the outside, while still pressuring, does not overrule what's taking place on the inside. You may not be able to change your coworkers. You may not be able to change your environment. You may not be able to change the circumstances that are pressuring you. But if you get enough God on the inside, he can neutralize the pressure coming at you from the outside that you can exist in that world without being crushed by it.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.